Enter another's most important aspect of making a podcast is the sorting. This can go horribly wrong. Many times. It requires delicate preparation. Unfortunately, we have not...
Welcome to the Defenders of the Mirth, episode 13, the Wii Fit Pun Delusion. I'm your host, Ender Tree Johnny Kelly.
And I'm your co-host, Above Average J. James Story.
And I'm your co-host, Ben Smiley, Cosmic Stress Head.
And I'm Mark Campbell,
the Special
Armadillo. Our special guest.
Special guest, the Mofo Armadillo from Mark's Moment.
For this week's podcast, the part of Mofo Armadillo will be played by Bill Cosby.
Oh, God.
No, you what? Does you, I don't know. The Mofo Armadillo!
No, dear God.
So now...
Welcome to the podcast! There we go.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Explicit tag right off the bat. Now I don't need to worry about it anymore. Yeah.
News!
News!
Okay. Oh, so much news.
New section of the website available now. If you go to defendersofthemirth.com, you will find a DOTM ideas section, which lists the last 20 articles that have been suggested using the Defenders of the Mirth ideas tag on Delicious.
And this there.
This gives a chance for you, the listeners at home, to go in and chip in your own ideas. We've been touting this for a while, but now it's even easier.
It's now on the site. You can actually view the reports. We'll actually take some of the headlines and use them. Plus, you can click off into the Delicious list and see just who suggested each one, so you can even do your own little bit of amusement and find out what kind of things people like.
So there's no excuse for not suggesting something to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Stop whining, Mark.
Also, we got to do some shout-outs. As James, a few episodes ago, and I think it was episode 8, you said that we could do shout-outs as a part of the show.
As long as we weren't whoring ourselves. We're not whores. You don't need to pay us. You just need to like us.
I'm a whore.
That's a very big picture of Richard Dawkins.
Oh, God, I thought I'd erased my history. Sorry.
And what's he doing with that cucumber? And put that small goat down!
He's teaching them the ways.
Anyway, our shout-outs.
Yes. One goes to El Dal, a Mexican listener with her own blog called The Chili with Rice Project. She's moving from Mexico to Spain to get away from the violence in her country and to educate herself a little bit more in the world. So you can find that site at chilianrice.wordpress.com. Another listener is an American listener called Bob Reynard, I think.
Is he not Canadian?
No, he's American.
I thought he was Canadian. He's American.
He's American. And he
Thank God he doesn't know I thought he was Canadian.
Anyway, his pseudonym is Counterculture Clown, and his website is Funny in Shadows, available at funnyinshadows.wordpress.com. So, shout out, and thanks for listening.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Right, what's our news today?
Well, the first thing we have on the agenda is that Wii Fit, apparently, is causing an injury to a woman, giving her persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to stay in that position. Anyway,
so somebody's going to take advantage.
So what highly credible news source did this article come from?
Originally, well, the one we're reading from is the ironically titled 1UP.com, but the original news source was the British publication, The Daily Star.
Oh, The Daily Star. Aren't they well known for their, you know, deep, journalistic integrity and their in-depth reporting?
They're known for tits and ass, I think, and some sports as well, is that right?
That's
barely.
The glue. That's the glue. The
people play football today, more tits. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, reading from the 1UP article, which reports on the Daily Star article, which then references another article in a different show.
God, I'm glad I went to the show notes.
Hopefully one day I'll find a superstar who can satisfy me.
That's the woman herself saying that...
Good for clearing that up.
Mark.
I just realised.
I know
that.
You're a guest star, but it's a bit of a declaration to make live on our show. Anyway, no, quoting from the article. We've heard of games turning kids into murderous psychopaths, but we may be hearing of the first game giving a woman a sexual disorder. The UK's Daily Star reports that Amanda Flowers has developed persistent sexual arousal syndrome since she damaged a nerve falling off her Wii Fit board. It began as a twinge down below before surging through my body, she said. Sometimes it built up into a trembling orgasm. Now slight vibrations from cell phones or other devices. Other devices? Reportedly have very pronounced effects on her libido.
When she shoves them up her
Sorry.
What the hell is this woman doing with the wee fit board?
Well, apparently she was just having a go. As it were.
And that began as a twinge down below.
And then it began as a twinge down below, and now she's just in the orgasms all the time.
Twinge? Really?
Hmm. Anyway, next paragraph. This is definitely odd news, but it should be taken with a grain of salt or a bucket. Persistent.
Never mind, sorry.
What?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Go talk.
Persistent sexual arousal syndrome, a distinct medical disorder different from sexual addiction, is a little known but serious problem. Many women report that it ruins sex for them, in general, by taking away the allure of normal sexual activity. The constancy of it can also become frustrating and painful. That doesn't sound consistent with the comments from Flowers, who seems to be enjoying it. Quote, as Mark said, "Hopefully one day I'll find a super stud who can satisfy me," said Flowers.
Nobody talks like that. Hey, super stud. It's like, no, it's not the 70s. This woman doesn't exist.
Flowers doesn't exist?
I'm pretty sure.
I've heard of Flowers existing.
Well, I know Flowers exist, but I don't think a man of Flowers exists. Well, maybe not this stupid... Amanda Flowers, who gets aroused by a balance board.
Yeah. Anyway, it's according to the article, far be it from us to discount the woman's claim, especially since it is so entertaining, but the Daily Star teases that the full story can be found in Love It, a weekly magazine insert with real-life stories and celebs. It sounds like gossip to us, so make of it what you will.
They printed it anyway, though?
Well, they printed it anyway because it's funny.
It's funny.
Okay. So basically she could have fallen off anything. There's probably someone else that fall off something on the exact same day, only it wasn't the Wii Fit board and had the same problem.
Yeah, so they're blaming Wii Fit for someone who fell.
Yeah.
I don't know, it makes it sound more entertaining and interesting.
I suppose.
So have we completely deflated all the humour of the story by criticising the fact that it's...
Somewhere I'm here for.
Alright.
Alternate summary is the Wii Fit board causes clumsy bitch to orgasm. Lovely.
And she loves it for some reason. And she's in a magazine called Love It.
I bet you when they show a picture of this girl, she's going to be like 24, have massive bazongas, and she'll be like cradling them, because this is like, you know, this is like the sort of shit that Jordan used to say. Mm. Or Kitty Price.
Let's go look at the Daily Star article. We'll be back in a moment, folks. And we're back, and we've just clicked on the Daily Star link, and we are hoping to see a picture of Amanda Flowers. Instead, we're treated to a picture of the Nintendo Wii, and the headline, "Nintendo Wii Made Me Nympho."
God, it is a dirty bitch.
Another good one is, "Randy Amanda Flowers needs 10 sex sessions a day after the slip-up."
After the slip-up?
I need 10 sex sessions a day. The longer fit anyway.
I don't know, I mean, hopefully her Wii Fit score improves over the course of these 10 sessions. Although with two people on the board, does that make it like she's now overweight?
Possibly. Single Amanda, 24.
How can she be single?
From... I can't read it from here. Somewhere in Manchester. Said, "With no cure comes no responsibility." No. "No care, I just have to try to control my passion by breathing deeply. Hopefully one day I'll find a super..." I just need to stop saying that.
Hey Mark, we've got several different sound bites that we can throw into the show at any time.
Mark, from Mark's moment, "Hopefully one day I'll find a super stud who can satisfy me."
Really?
Anyway.
There's a wee footnote there that apparently the vibration packs have skyrocketed in sales. Nice.
A wee footnote?
Hey.
In other news,
people have started crying "wee" in the middle of sex.
Richard Dawkins calls for the arrest of Pope Benedict XVI. I was very quick with the Roman numerals there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your hero.
He is my hero, and I applaud him for this, actually.
Richard Dawkins, the atheist campaigner, is planning a legal ambush to have the Pope arrested during his state visit to Britain for crimes against humanity.
I really hope he's able to do this.
Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, the atheist author, have asked human rights lawyers to produce a case for charging Pope Benedict XVI over his alleged cover-up of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Now, my question is, would they be able
to use the argument that they had accidents with their Wii Fit boards and became persistently sexually aroused and therefore were not responsible for their actions with the children in the church.
Well, the fact that the accusations date back to 1985, notwithstanding.
Okay, but we did say you could fall off anything.
This is true.
So what if you fell off the pulpit and suddenly become persistently sexually aroused, need 10 sessions a day, and just how many altar boys are there?
Goodness, this is
so in a breakdown of society, the amount of people that like, have this sexual condition, like priests, there's like 10% of them.
Maybe even 60%.
Yeah. Have constant sexual arousal.
How often do priests fall down? There should be research.
There's lots of stairs and robes involved.
There is, I can imagine that, you know, quite a lot. Plus, I don't know, the whole act of bell ringing.
Yeah. You could fall.
It's very jarring, I'm sure, because that's a sort of boom, boom, you know.
It lifts you in the air.
Then you get twinge in the back and boing.
Constant all of a sudden. Yeah.
And just suddenly it lands in the choir boy's mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, happens. When you put it like that, you can understand. Yeah. They're getting a the hard time of it. Richard Dawkins just hasn't taken this into consideration.
Yeah.
He just hasn't. Well, yes, I suppose the whole...
Are you actually believing the Wii Fit defence?
The Wii Fit defence. Well, no, I was actually trying to go along with the humour of the thing, but if you're going to turn it around...
I can see it now. Everyone's going to be using the Wii Fit. Wii Fit defense. That's gonna be like next week's fucking super excuse. Tiger Woods comes out. I only had sex because I got sexual arousal disorder from playing Tiger Woods 09. Trying to improve my golf swing.
Tiger Woods 09 made me cheat on my wife several times.
So is the Wii now going to come the de facto device for people who are not faithful? Are they going to just have a Wii and you've got the Wii Fit defense?
Wii Fit, maybe do it.
Oh, but Nintendo, if their intelligence should play into this, like next year's big release, Wii Fuck.
It's a revolution.
Yeah. Just like a special rubber add-on that goes around the Wii Fit with the Wii controller, basically look like a dildo.
Yeah.
She did say in that original article, and other devices.
The larger peripherals for the Wii Fit, like the lesser known swing.
Alright, but anyway, back to the serious story of Richard Dawkins wanting to arrest the Pope. The pair believe they can exploit the same legal principle used to arrest Augusto Pinochet, the late Chilean dictator, when he visited Britain in 1998. Mm-hmm. The Pope was embroiled in the new controversy, this weekend, over a letter he signed arguing that the good of the universal church should be considered against the defrocking of an American priest who committed sex offences against two boys. It was dated 1985. When he was in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which deals with sex abuse cases. So this was pre-Pope?
Yes.
When he was involved in other areas of the church?
Yeah.
So they're accusing him of being responsible for the cover-up?
Yeah.
And therefore should be charged with...
Well, I think it was...
Conspiracy or something? Does the Pope have his own plan?
Yeah.
No, because that's very exactly scheduled for many, many months in the future. Does he have his own plan?
I think he does, yeah.
It's worth checking.
Like the Pope plan.
He has a Pope mobile.
I don't know if he'd have his own plan.
That was a fly, though.
I know, like...
Might grow wings.
Air God One.
And the Pope is arriving on Air God One for a...
It's got a special mural painted on it. If you look at the plate from above, it's Jesus on the cross.
That's a beautiful thing. At our altitude, do you think we'd be able to see that? Mm. We can schedule it.
We can spit on Jesus.
Wow. Richard Dawkins might.
You
could invite him up here to spit on Jesus.
Yeah.
But
don't mock him, Johnny. Once he's done with
don't mock Jesus or don't mock Richard Dawkins. Oh, Richard Dawkins coming after me about the pub. I didn't sign no declarations. I was very open about mine. And I didn't do anything.
You didn't sign anything, but I
and she signed in 19.
Yes. This is true. I'm sure the Pope didn't have anything to do with covering.
Like, you know, I can understand the confusion in some cases of girls. You know, oh, they might look a bit older than they are. But how young did be at a stage where you haven't yet developed fingers?
Oh, the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, some people live all their lives without fingers. Are you saying that they shouldn't have saying that they shouldn't have a relationship? Are you saying they shouldn't have a family?
Yeah, in that way, Johnny's providing
they were born. They were born with no fingers. I'm sorry, but...
Well, I mean, sugar...
That's a pre-birth.
Sugar, spice, and all things nice. There's no room for fingers. Maybe Chemical X, but not fingers.
I know, Johnny. That's going to be a very terrible sex life if it ever comes. There's no room for fingers.
Oh, I'll just use some of those other devices that woman talked about, Mrs. Flowers, or Miss Flowers, sorry, the single Miss Flowers, that they made a very big point of pointing out she is single. I don't understand that. Anyway.
Yeah. So she's single, yes, she needs 10 sexual encounters a day.
She's a whore.
It doesn't make her single, it makes her multiple.
No man could keep up until the week.
You break some
replace too. Nintendo release some kind of peripheral that is actually a man, a plastic man with
the Nintendo man.
Yeah, they could call it something like that. A Wii Man. Maybe that joke's only funny for in Northern Ireland. Maybe Scotland. Wii Man.
Anyway. I'm just reading about this. Apparently, Dawkins and Hitchens believe that the Pope would be unable to claim diplomatic immunity from arrest because, although his tour is categorized as a state visit, he is not the head. He is not the head of state recognized by the United Nations. I thought the Vatican.
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought that too. Is the Vatican City not its own country?
So
actually, I'm not sure its own country.
No, it's a city.
The
but it has different rules than those around.
Yeah, which makes it separate from Italy.
Yeah.
But it's not recognised as any.
So he's not a head UN of state.
It's not a UN state. And therefore.
I'm sure it doesn't reach vital considerations.
But they have their own.
To be a state.
But they have their own. They have their own foreign office and foreign minister.
Yeah.
Although I suppose they're not going to run into the sort of Lethal Weapon 2 scenario. I get diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity!
Yeah!
It's just been revoked.
Oh, yeah.
They've commissioned the barrister Geoffrey Robertson and Mark Stevens, a solicitor, to present legal justification.
It's good that they use a solicitor to present legal justification. It's better than using.
I think that was a bold move.
It's better than using a clown.
It'll work.
I think that works better.
Which is what caught them in the.
So, Bobo, you better have a good reason for dragging the Pope in here.
The lawyers believe they can ask the Klein Prosecution Service. Oh, sorry. No, the Crown Prosecution Service to initiate criminal proceedings against the Pope, launch their own civil action against him, or refer his case to the International Criminal Court. The big top, as they say.
Just being revoked.
Dawkins, author of The God Delusion, I'll put that in the show notes later on.
You really want to promote that book? I think people have heard of that book, Ben.
Yes, but... I won't.
Not everybody.
Not everybody. Sorry, I take that back. Although, I mean, both of our listeners that we mentioned in the shout-outs are atheists, as far as I remember. So
well,
I'm sure
yes,
they're
familiar.
We know our audience. We know our... Well, that was actually one thing I found really bad about the Richard Dawkins photograph. It said at the bottom, Richard Dawkins, atheist. It's like that, wow.
He's a professional.
Yeah. Is that like how I identified that James Story, atheist?
No, you're identified as James Story talent.
Well, that's true. Also, atheist talent.
Oh, James Story, atheist talent.
You know what? I would love to be there when they arrest him and just run up and go, where's your God now?
It might terribly backfire and you might actually strike them down for daring to attack the Pope. But then we got to test these theories. I mean, we can't just work on the fear.
I don't know. Has anyone checked the Book of Revelation? Is arresting the head of the church like not one of the scenes?
I don't think.
Well, I think according to the Bible, there is no such position as Pope.
Oh, that's a controversial statement.
I don't think there is a...
It's a shame we don't have hundreds of thousands of listeners where people could write in and controversially attack you and say that you're wrong in various ways.
I throw a challenge out to our listeners. If you have read the entirety of the Bible and have ever seen a reference to Pope or an indication that God would like such a configure to exist, please write in and let us know.
Podcast at defendersofthemirth.com.
Yeah, it's been a while since I did already, but I don't think there is... Actually, forget this. I can't remember where the Pope comes from. Peter.
The Pope comes from a mother and a father. How does that happen, actually, if you're supposed to remain absent?
It's a hereditary title.
Are popes just generated in, like, in a vat?
Genetically.
Because if they're not supposed to have sex...
Maybe it doesn't actually exist.
With boys or women at all, right? Mm-hmm. How is a Pope born?
I don't know. Johnny, all I know...
Johnny, why are the priests born?
Johnny, all I know...
No, they don't.
Johnny, all I know is...
You choose to be a priest. You're not born in the priesthood.
I think you just choose to be.
Yeah, but surely that would mean eventually you're going to weed out the numbers, because all the people who chose to be priests and didn't have children, those children weren't influenced to become... Unless it's just popular for people who aren't, and then they all come in. How do they maintain their numbers?
Just pays well.
Maybe. Boys.
These men have been absent for generations. Like, these have been, you know, absent, like, their fathers and their fathers before them.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Don't you see?
I know I was making a joke because it still made sense, because technically they were all fathers.
Ah, that's true. Ah.
There we go. But no, and I actually think this is a good idea. This is actually our super clever way of weeding out delusional nutbags by basically putting them in a little club together and saying that they can't have sex or have children.
Yeah.
And eventually we'll get rid of that gene.
But they just get more and more popular or more and more controversial in the international news stage. I don't know. Is the church going to die?
No. Church never dies.
Church never dies. Church always comes back in a new and improved form.
No.
I would say
it's always the same.
It's always
it just
the
never
same.
Dies.
Actually, I remember, well, not necessarily remember, but back in the day, the church used to be a pretty good place. You know, Pope, you know, priests used to be able to get married, they used to be able to get drunk. You know, they were just people. They're like God.
That's right, the law wasn't there to begin with.
No.
When did that come in? A quick jump to Wikipedia. And we're back, folks. We didn't actually end up going to Wikipedia for most of our sources. We've actually ended up on a blog called Deep Thoughts with an article called The Debate Over Celibacy. It says here.
Yeah, it's a good
title. It's a good
title. It's true to the point, punchy.
Yep. Yeah. The guy who runs it is called Mo Joey, apparently. Anyway. His article says, I've often wondered why Catholic priests and nuns were not allowed to marry. In my ignorance, I thought that celibacy reached back to the early days of Christianity and had some doctrinal foundation. I was wrong on both counts. They lost the right to marry in 1022 when Pope Benedict VIII banned marriages and mistresses. Later, Pope Innocent II avoided all marriages and forced priests to divorce their wives. Regarding the clergy to be the clergy to be celibate was an economic response to the problem of children inheriting property of the church. Oh, so the church wanted to retain the assets that they had.
Agreed.
Quite interesting. Another interesting thing we discovered actually on Wikipedia in our travels is that Pope Benedict VIII himself had an anti-pope opposing him at the time, Gregory VI. Which has led us to find out that there were actually a series of anti-popes in history. which we'll link to an article listing them off. But the anti-pope, that's quite an interesting concept.
How did I get that job? It's like, is there a selection committee or is there like an anti-church?
What would be the opposite of a bunch of people getting into a room debating who becomes the next anti-pope and then Black Smoke coming out of a chimney? What's the absolute opposite of that?
Everybody's
one person
separate.
In the bar who just goes out to the street while after you know suffering from having 12 straight shots of whiskey points at somebody in the street and goes, "You boy, come here, you boy.
I name thee the anti-pope.
You are now Felix the 13th. Arise and spread the word," which is basically the opposite of anything he says.
Anti-popes. We're going to have to look into what anti-popes are now.
Oh,
so
anti-popes were appointed by mostly German emperors when they disliked what the Pope was up to.
So we need a German. Jubilee! I'm seven.
But wait a minute, the Pope's German. Has an anti-pope got the position?
Oh God! Check Revelation.
Conspiracy!
Dear God! Pope Benedict's real name. He might have a. He might. What's his anti-pope name?
Felix something.
Probably Felix.
So yeah, so the anti-popes were a German.
Well, mostly German. Basically, it was the Holy Roman Empire, which is sort of the remnants of the Roman Empire.
The Holy Roman Empire is the remnants of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, well, holes in it.
Well, there's still
it's all falling apart.
Yeah, Rome didn't die in a day.
It's like Swiss cheese, that empire.
Bit tatty.
But there's still like the Eastern Roman Empire of like Byzantine and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there was the Holy Roman Emperor. There's many of them, and if they disliked what the Pope was up to, they just appointed one of their own like cardinals as the anti-pope.
And what was the job of the anti-pope?
I'm not sure, really.
Well, we'll look that up as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a moment with more information about the job of an anti-pope.
Oh, for God's sake.
Alright, we got it now. The anti-pope. An anti-pope is a person who, in opposition to a sitting bishop of Rome, makes a widely accepted claim to be the pope. James, do we accept you to be the pope?
I think so.
I think you've got the hat for it.
He's got the hat. He's got hats.
We're going to have to put a
he's
picture
got a,
up.
He's got a variety of hats.
Actually, this rests on one thing. What's your pope name?
Felix
the 13th. If
Felix,
that isn't if
Felix
that isn't,
the cat.
Felix the cat, the first.
Yes.
Okay. In the past, anti-popes were typically those supported by a fairly significant faction of cardinals and kingdoms. Oh, well, we don't really represent cardinals and kingdoms. Get in contact.
Nation states.
Get
four nations.
Yeah, well, they're all shut down because of lack of involvement in the politics of your region. But yeah,
we'll rebuild
the states and sanction.
The lizard men will rise again, and I will become their anti-pope. You'll see.
Persons who claim to be the pope but have few followers, such as modern.
This is where I got stuck.
Seti Venatic. Seti.
Pass it round. Can we try?
Yeah. Seti Venatic. Right. Say it loudly and proudly.
Seti Venatic.
Seti Venatic sounds.
Seti Venatic anti poops. That's the name of some kind of thrash metal band.
We are the Seti Venatic anti poops.
Motherfucker!
Are not generally classified as anti-popes and therefore are ignored.
Don't you just love the olden days? Like, people walk about now claiming to be things and we're just like, yeah, they're a nut. And then, but back in the old days, people would walk about claiming to be like the Son of God, the Pope. And people are like, that's the Pope!
Nobody says otherwise. I've asked 50 people and they all say, oh, hi, James, Felix the Cat the First, he's the Pope, alright, I don't.
I can't disprove it. We have no, what if there's some sort of resource that connected old people's houses and information together which allows to look up such things? That doesn't exist. He's the Pope.
It stands to reason. There's no other popes around here.
Well, I don't think he's.
I've never seen him in the room with anyone else. Like,
I can imagine the counter. Well, I don't think he is a pope. Well, what makes you say that? This is. Well, I don't know. This is. Well, what is, you know, the Pope walks by just like everyone else. This is. Well, I don't know. Well, and then he was ignorant breeds popes.
Another thing.
The colours of the rainbow.
Ignorance breeds popes. That's today's takeaway show thought. Oh.
Something's popped up, Johnny.
Something popped up in my little recording device.
Pop.
My wee recording device.
Oh, you gotta do a form.
I gotta do a what?
Tax credit.
Oh, I got my form. Yay! Everybody yay for
yay.
My form.
Yay!
Woo! It's the official application for James to become Pope Felix the Cat the First.
Yes!
It's come through, everybody.
So what is the history of the anti-pope?
The history of the anti-pope is...
Basically, I can do the same thing, but virtually.
Do you think there's like a... Do you think there's an online service where you can register to be voted for to be the anti-pope?
I don't need to do that. I just need to go and write an article about myself on Wikipedia.
You do that.
I just recently set myself up with a Wikipedia card. So you can use that if you want to set up your article about you being the newest modernist anti-pope. Unless, of course, there is one and we haven't heard of the current anti-pope.
Maybe he's one of those other anti-popes, the civic cantivists.
Oh, he could be. The ignored anti-pope.
The if anyone disagrees with me, we'll just set up our own fucking church. Not the anti-pope with that.
You can't be the anti-pope with a different church.
Well, fine. Hell not.
Well, who's going to be the Pope of that church?
Fine, I will legally change my name to Anti-Pope Felix the Cat.
The first? Has to be the first, because there could be others.
That's right. You can't stop me. The law's on my side on this one, Mark.
No, it's not. With Dean Poole, you're not allowed to give yourself a title that you may not have. You're not allowed to say you're a general, you're a sergeant. You can make it your first name, though. So, yeah, you still can.
I would just sort of...
You'd be called Anti-Pope as your first name. So instead of saying, hey, James, or above average Jay, we'd be saying, Anti-Pope Felix the Cat the First, Anti-Pope Felix the Cat First James Story.
So, Mr. Anti-Pope Felix the First.
Felix the Cat the First.
Sorry.
Don't agree with it. Every word is important.
Why do you want this position?
Because it sounds so cool.
You probably have a whole lot of actual work to do, though. It's not just the case of going, hi, I'm the anti-pope.
See, but that's the whole point of being the anti-pope. The real pope, he travels about, he jet-sets everywhere, he talks to everybody, talks
in Ergon 1?
Anti-pope does the exact opposite. Sweet fuck all.
he just sits
around. I don't have a pope of being, I don't have a Vatican, I don't have bishops, I don't have priests, I have sex, and don't do a whole lot.
And you're the dual.
Pope on the dole. Anti-Pope on the dole. Does he have enough contributions?
this is brilliant.
It's an incredible...
I had no idea this existed. This is... This has brought the light back into the world for me. The fact that such a position actually exists and is voted for by Germans. Only Germans can do something so horrible.
What's wrong with having an anti-pope if you're an atheist?
Nothing!
Is there anything wrong with being an anti-pope when you're an atheist?
Well, they also have religious tendencies. It's not like they're completely against all of religion, they just disagree with the way it's run.
So in order to effect change, then you just go around claiming to be the pope. Hello, I'm the pope. Ah, it's me. See? Pope.
It says it on my hat.
That's better than just locking old people in a room until they decide to set fire to shit to try and get out. And it just happens to make black smoke and then they have to make a snap decision about who to make Pope. No? We made our decision now! Can we come out yet? So, just pick bomb. Someone good! We have the German! Me? Yeah, you're not too bad. You're the Pope now. Let us out. Our colostomy bag is full. We're all 87, for Christ's sake. Where's our care assistance?
Maybe it's the completely opposite way around. You know, people go in saying, yeah, I want to be the Pope because of this. Maybe no one wants to be the Pope. Maybe I'll say, no, you be the Pope. I don't want to be the fucking Pope. No, you be the Pope.
I used to be a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, him.
Yes, we don't use the last children, okay? They're forgiven the Nazis. You've seen Schindler's List, they're good Nazis.
All the black smokes because one of them gets assigned to Pope and is like, I don't want it, and just jumps in the fire.
That's like a game of tag.
Okay, so Hitchens, author of God Is Not Great, said, this man is not above or outside the law. Unlike the anti-pope, of course.
It's getting better.
The institutionalized concealment of child rape is a crime under any law and demands not private ceremonies of repentance or church-funded payoffs, but justice and punishment. Damn it. I added that for effect.
I thought the Pope was above the law. He's infallible.
Is he infallible?
Yes.
The Pope.
supposedly.
He's actually meant to be the voice of God on Earth.
Do you know what?
So that's infallible, because God is recognized as being perfect.
I have to say that a lot of what we've talked about here does link into one of our international listeners. He actually did a stand-up routine that included the Pope. So I think we should tag it on to the end of the show.
Yep.
Okay. Good with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's a funny man. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now we've given him more material, because he probably didn't know the anti-pope existed either.
In fact, feel free to use the material of the anti-pope and also espouse and say that you support the existence of
anti-pope Felix the Cat the First.
He's 3.4 miles above Northern Ireland and going around the earth.
Yeah.
Did exactly what I do best, the exact opposite of
Is that the space station's called then? Anti-Pope 1?
It's called the Anti-Pope.
No, it's the space station mirror, I'm afraid. We could rename it though. We have enough paint.
I had to use it to make all my anti-Pope banners. God is good, but with a question mark on the end.
It's like
subvert the people.
It was like bizarro poop.
Bizarro. Throw some crazy ideas at it. See what sticks. Like, maybe devils is a good one.
Alright, we're gonna have to call it end of the show.
Angels have gills.
Yeah, it's not 40 minutes yet.
Oh, but with the additional material of our friend in America, it'll probably go over 40 minutes.
Mm.
Unless you have something to add.
No.
It's
a little like crap.
Yeah. How long can we keep this up?
I know. I must say, if I heard this, I'd be turning off my podcast by now. Anti-Pope stuff to do.
Oh, there's the thing about the Vatican. The Vatican is not actually a state in international law. It's not recognized by the UN. It does not have borders that are policed, and its relations are not of full diplomatic nature.
Yeah,
that's quite a few places it falls down on the definition of.
You're not real.
Yeah, but I mean, it shouldn't be the case that the church should be outside the law anyway. Mm. Should it?
No,
the religion only applies in Western society.
Technically, well, so basically, what this means is I could just basically go and draw a chalk line outside the house, say this is the state, this is the anti-Vatican, I'm the anti-pope head of that. Johnny's my foreign minister. Let's go rape some children.
No, but the anti-pope wouldn't rape children.
They remove penises from anus. Oh,
do you see?
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We agree with the landlord
about all this. I do the exact opposite and have consensual sex with elderly people.
Or adults. Doesn't have to be elderly.
That's true.
unless, of course, that's what the anti-pope wants.
No, the anti-pope is unsure of these decisions. Don't write anything down.
Let's consult the soothsayer. Why not? It's religion on our terms. Anyway.
What's your opinion on the Bible, anti-pope?
No, I'm taking it or leave it.
And the new section is born. Ask the anti-pope. Send in your questions send in your questions to the anti-pope at podcast@defendersofthemirth.com. Thank you very much, everybody, and it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from him.
And of course you.
Yay.
So, bye. Without further ado,
Geronimo!
How about it one more time for last, certainly not least, Bob Reinhardt, everybody.
Yeah, certainly not least, my short ass after all of them. Can I just ask you, how many of you here are churchgoers? Just applause, just... I don't want to let me apologize ahead of time, then. I'm what you call an atheist. I think the whole reason I never got into the religious thing is they frown upon my views on swearing, which I think is totally bogus. If you read the Bible, There had to have been swearing going on during some of those events. Like, couldn't you picture Noah walking up onto the deck of the Ark going, and giraffes, rhino, shit, branded donuts, fuck, come on, stupid flightless birds, not you, Emu, relax. I mean, religion's got interesting things. I find the stories in the Bible interesting, you know? Genesis is great when God said, let there be light, and there wasn't, and he said, shit, must be a wiring problem. Once he got that figured out, there was light, and it was good, and it was okay. Actually, I think my favorite story, and it's a lot of people's favorite story, is when Jesus was at the wedding and he turned water into wine. Yeah, that's special, isn't it? What they don't tell you is the night before at the bachelor party, he turned water into jello shots. Now, religion's got a lot of great things. I think the Catholic religion, everything's confession. Yeah, that little booth is fantastic, unless you're claustrophobic. No, if you're claustrophobic and you sin, the good news is hell's spacious. Confessional is it's too outdated. They need to modernize it a little bit, like maybe a drive-through confessional. Here. Welcome to McSinners. How can I atone you today? I sinned in number 3, and did you use lies with that? Yes, biggie size lies. And I sinned in number 5, but that's bogus. She said she was 19. Packets of impure thoughts with that. And I also sin like 3 number 14s a day. Alright. Say a couple of Hail Marys and pull in the second window for forgiveness. I think my favorite part of the whole Catholic religion is the Pope. I mean, he's a cool dude, isn't he? Catholics got the Pope. That makes it sound like he's on their dodgeball team. Sweet, we got first pick, we'll take the infallible one. I bet the Pope would be a fucking terrible dodgeball player. You're out, Pope. Oh, really? Because I just talked to God? He says I'm safe. So cheating. I'm going to tell my mom. Oh, yeah? Well, God tells me she's not your real mom. You're adopted. Now, the thing that fascinates me about the Pope is supposedly he used to be a Nazi. Have you guys heard that story? That he's the Pope, supposedly a former Nazi? Talk about kicking the mother of all bad habits. You show up at the class reunion, like, guess what, Pope? 3 years sober. Oh, yeah? I stopped killing Jews. And also, you're adopted. All right, guys, but that is my time, and God bless.
Welcome to the Founders of Mirth, episode 13. Welcome to the
Founders of Mirth podcast. This is episode 13. We have no title.
We said we didn't have.
Welcome to the Founders of Mirth, episode 13. The We Fit Pun Delusion. I'm your host, Andrew Tree Johnny Kelly.
Your band? Ben Smiley?
Carry on.
We can't decide the order.
And then
of folks.
He is Ben Smiley, cosmic stress head, because he can't introduce himself, because he's a fool.
Right.
Well, good evening. You already done your fright.
Oh, I thought we were starting all over again.
Really?
God, why not?
Am I supposed to be bleeding?